Hai. 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 Hai guys. Hai. Oh my god, it's been forever. Wow. I just feel I'm really overwhelmed. I'm excited. I'm nervous, but hey, welcome to Naked Lives. It's really exciting. But anyway, guys, welcome to Naked Lives. I know a lot happened while I was away, and I'm going to explain like a lot of it. But first things first, I just want to say thank you for the messages I've been receiving. Oh my god, I'm going to share them in my social media handles at Nina McKen on Instagram. I don't know why I normally say handles, and I just I'm just on Instagram. So I'll share. I see the responses, and oh my god, thanks to everyone that prayed for me, because I think like 50%, yeah, I was doing the math, like 50% of everybody, of my fans, my Naked Lies fans, everybody thought that I was going through depression. I don't know why, but no, I was not going through depression. I was just going through adulting, and yeah, I'm here feeling better. It's like, you know, the way that you remove your, you shed off your old skin and then you have a new one, and then you glow, you know, such a thing. So I think I'm that face. I'm in a glowing face. I shed off my skin, and here we are. So basically, today's episode, I'm just going to be telling you what happened to me since the last time I did a recording, and a lot has happened, as I said. And yeah, and there's this question somebody asked me. I think I'll just prioritize that. Somebody asked me why I've always wanted to do a podcast instead of YouTube, or I'm not going to say that I'm not going to have my own YouTube channel. I mean, lol. But I feel I prioritize podcasts because this is what I've always wanted to do since I was young. And story time. And I remember my grandma, God rest her soul in eternal peace, and I miss her. But I remember she used to tell me, "Ay, you just nyamaza, you just keep quiet for a bit, so that at least we can even listen to the news, or let's do this." Because every time I was chatty chatty, and every time she would tell me, "We're just going to work in a radio station," and I don't know, there's something that's really powerful about these older guys, because I think their words spit a lot of wisdom, because here we are. I know the road was different, but here we are. And I remember since that was like I was 4 or 5, and truth be told, I don't think kuna advertisement that I don't know of. If you know me very well, you'll know that at Azile is a Blue Band, when Blue Band was using teens, I know those advertisements, so I have very, very much interest with media since when I was young. But since my education system wasn't really, how can I say it, didn't really favor what I wanted to do, because I went through the 844 system. I was telling a friend of mine the other day that our primary schools were weird, because during an election, you would be told you come back to school a week after a week, and then you go to look for your desk in class 5, but you're looking for your desk in class 8. So that's a whole week of disorganization. In short, I'm just trying to say that I studied in polling stations, and they didn't have a place where I can nurture my talent in radio. So high school was the same thing until I came to campus, and campus, I really befriended a lot of people so that they can just give me airplay. But unfortunately, I was shifted from main campus to town campus, so definitely I was not going to have access to MU radio. And, you know, things just happen. And one night, I'm somewhere camping, and here I am. I recorded an audio, and I posted it, and people are like, "Oh my god, that was really nice." So that's how my podcast journey began. But it's not been easy. As you can tell, I started with a mate. Now I don't have a mate. So that's part of the growth that I underwent. And also, a lot of things have changed about me since my ideology about podcasts. Because, okay, I still drink vodka. That's never going to change. But I think I'm wiser and more calm. And yani, I'm just calm, and I love the feeling because I'm not pressuring myself about things that I can't change. Actually, I prayed and I told God, God, please give me the serenity to accept things I can't change, because I'm the person who is unipendi, nitafanya juu chini unipende, you know, such people. But I just ask God to give me that serenity, that peace to accept things I can't change, you know, the knowledge, so the difference between good or bad, or, you know. And here we are. I really wanted this to be episode 42 because my plan was I'm going to have 2 episodes every month. But adulting happened, a lot of things happened. This is episode 6, I know. And episode 42, I just wanted to talk about how much I love December. Oh my God, I love December. And I think I'm going to call my kid December. It'll be easy to love him more. Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about December. But here we are, episode 6. I think better late than never, because either way, I'll still talk about how much I love December every year. So tune in to my podcast for as long as I'm going to be recording, because every December, I'm going to be talking about December. I know that's special, that's a lot. But I don't know about you, but December just has a feeling. December just has a vibe. You know, you walk into these 2 estates of ours, and then the butcheries, wamechora ka Father Christmas, and then there are lights everywhere. When you go to the salon, you find that those jingle bells. You know, I think Christmas is the most exciting. Christmas is the time where, all of you say December, I've actually come to understand that our salaried friends, every December they get pay twice. So you can imagine how outstanding December is. But that's not the story. And yeah, I just love the feeling of December. And I hope you do too, because this is the month that there's a lot of joy. This is the month that you can actually ask your brother for a favor. I'm really planning on that. And and it's hard for somebody to say no. So I'm just waiting for the day I'll be a rich auntie and then avail myself to my nephews and tell them they can ask me anything for anything during December. That's how much I love December. But anyway, so while I was away, a lot of things happened to me. But I'm actually weaker than I thought. I thought I'm that stronger person who can't be defeated by anything. I've always thought that about myself until last year. This year, I don't know why for me this year is just gone. Until this year, around the 6th month, and when things started going, I don't even know how to say it, but when things got themselves to a detour, because that's not what I had planned. So I graduated, and yeah, I graduated. I've not yet still gone for my certificate because logistics, my friend. But there's something I learned, and I thought I'd share it in the month of December, and that's about growth. You know, when you plant, I have my 2 mints, but when you plant a plant, the hope for you, for it, is to always that it will grow, but it reaches a point where it will wither, and then it sprout again, and then the leaves are going to discolor, and it's going to have a lot of changes, and that's what happens to our human life. You can't expect me to be the same person that I was yesterday. Mm-mm. Actually, for me, you don't expect me to be the same person that I was 5 minutes ago. I change, I grow. So in accepting change, there are a lot of things that are going to come, especially your mental, and let's not even talk about physical, because some of us, we grew fast. But there are a lot of things that will have to change. And one of them is friends. You're just going to find yourself, you're not fitting in because your dreams are a bit bigger or your vision is a bit clearer, you know. And those friends of yours, maybe time yaho ijafika. So this is what I learned the other day. And so don't expect people to give you what you give them. If you're growing, you're growing. You know, if if you're sparkling, you're sparkling. Don't work with people who are not going to make you sparkle. Don't work with people who are just going to be throwing dust to your sparkle, because that's wrong. Find people that you are of the same sparkle. Because there's a lot of joy when you find somebody who just wants to push you into becoming a better person. And I was watching an animation the other day, and I remember Steve. Steve was the name of the monster. And Steve was saying that you ruined losing for me. You know, look for friends who are going to ruin losing for you. Because sometimes losing is very comfortable. Losing is very... How can I say it? Losing is very relaxed, you know. You just see it, there's no attention to you, you know, you've just lost, you know. It reaches a point where it becomes a habit. And I've seen it with people, and I pray, and I told God, that if any time I'm ever going to find somebody who's thinking less of themselves, let me not be the reason, and let me not be the reason that person is going to feel like that ever in their lives. So if you ever interact, and then you start giving me the loser vibes, you're going to get it rough. Because I don't believe any one of us is a loser. Because when God created us, He made us the best. I mean, when you do something, let me just speak about myself. When I make chapatis, oh God, chapos. But every time when I make chapatis, I always want it to be better. Nataka, I just want to have the best chapatis. That's my creation. You can imagine God when He was creating a human being, you know. For Him, His creation was perfect. So you are perfect. And the people who are going to make you feel how perfect or imperfect you are is the people who you work with. You know, they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. No, show me your friends and I'll show you how your future is. Because your friends will determine a lot. Work with winners. You know, as much as you feel you're losing, work with them. If you're going to lose, lose with winners. You know, because winners never lose. So if you have to lose, then you have to be a winner. So you're getting the irony behind it. So the thing is, I really learned about it. And sometimes it's okay. If you've been friends with someone for over 10 years and they don't talk to you anymore, it's okay. I mean, one of you has just outgrown the other, and it's really okay. I have to say this, my best friend and I don't even talk. Tunezakata a whole week, we don't even talk. But okay, we know our relationship is forever, but we don't talk. And I'm not saying that as in to imply that. I just mean that sometimes you both have different goals to pursue, you know. You all have different things to do. So don't always feel bad when you think that somebody doesn't have time for you. You know, as much as the personal commitment that was there, that's what really matters. But anyways, so your friends just determine your future. Let nobody tell you, they tell you who you are, ni, kelele mingi. No, your friends are going to determine your future. Work with people that you want to be. Work with people that you've dreamt you've wanted to be. Nowadays, it's easy. When I really like Michelle and Salami, I just go and check Michelle. Oh, God, I admire Michelle. And I tell myself, I'm only going to become a... Okay, she said it, that CEO is outdated, so... I'm one day going to become a boss lady. You know, interact yourself with things that are going to feed your mind. Two, lesson number two that I learned is that what you eat is who you are. And when I mean what you eat, I don't mean food or something. I just mean what you put it in your head is who you are. If every time you put negativity in your head, that's what you're going to get. I don't know if you've... I actually so that I can realize this, I remember I was walking. That day, I think I woke up late. I had an appointment somewhere. So I woke up late. So I was like, shit, I'm late. There's traffic. There's a lot. I'm really going to be late. And I'm telling you the negativity that I came out from my bed. Ilinigonga, because I stepped down, nikafika town, I was wearing white, so somebody just splashed on me. And I was just having a bad day because I made it in my head. I've already created Wednesday is going to be a very bad day. And another day, I remember I woke up quite late, and you know what I said? I told myself, I'm going to ace this. You know, I will ace this. And trust you me, I aced it, and I was 10 minutes late. but I aced it. Because what you tell your mind is very important. So if every time you go, you sit down by yourself and feel sorry for yourself, that's what you're going to get. There's something called the law of attraction. So make sure you always attract positivity, attract good things, attract... make sure you're just attracting things you want. If you want a Bentley, you know, and I really mean it, if you want a Bentley, you can have Bentleys, not even a Bentley, you can have Bentleys. Everything that you're going to own in this life, everything that you are, anything that you're going to become is all in your head. If you want to become the next president of Kenya, start thinking about it. Utongea aje, you know. How will you stand in front of people? If you want to become a boss lady, start talking like one. You know, start giving people instructions. Start exercising it. If you think you're going to become the best mom, start practicing it now. Start thinking about it. Start thinking about reading children magazine. I don't know. I don't know how anyway exaggerate, but I don't know. Just anything you want to be, start thinking about it. And it's crazy how the universe just has a way of bringing it into you. It will be so unexpected. Alafu siku moja, you sit down and you tell yourself, oh my God, there's a time I thought about it. So what you eat is who you are. So make sure whatever you're eating, eat positive. Read positive things. Look for a favorite sport that you like. Jipatie to time, you know, give yourself whatever you think is what you're going to become. So make sure whatever you're thinking about yourself, it's either perfect or just perfect, because that's who you are, because that's what your maker made you. So that's my lesson two. My lesson three, the power of prayer. And oh my God, you know, ilifika mahali during the 6 months that I even started having now a dialogue with God, and I tell him this, and then I tell him, no, you told me you do this, and no, he just finds something, and then he reminds you, no, I told you this. So have a very personal relationship with your maker, because this person is your dad. And I remember when I was growing up, I didn't grow up with a father. So I remember when my mom used to tell me, when you're praying, you pray as if you're asking your father for something. How do you ask your dad? So exactly how you ask your father for something is how you're supposed to go approach God. Tell him, you know what, dad? I want a job. And you know why I want a job? It's because of this and this and this. But if you give me this job, I'll do this and this and this. And I remember since... when you're young, you take things very lightly, because I don't think, usual times, what I used to say, I think zilikuwa zinapita to the other end of the year. Because after that, I started understanding that God is my father, you know, and I ask him things like he is my father, because that's who he is. Do you know how entitled it feels like? For an example, I'm not a parent, but I'm imagining if my child comes to me and tell me, Pana, mom, I want to nipatie hii, because ukinipatia hii, ulisema utanipatia hii. You know, I'm imagining, definitely I'm going to give that child whatever it needs, you know. So I remember still, she used to tell me, this is funny, but I want you to have this picture every time that you pray. So God is on the throne, and I want you to see that light, and I want you to remember there's something that... God consumes sin. He's a burning fire. So anytime when you do something wrong and you go before him, he can even consume you. So that's why, I don't know why she told me this, but she told me that that's why sinners, every time when you pray to God, he listens, but he just doesn't look at you. So this is how you approach God. Keep praying, keep thinking about it, keep reminding him. He said we're going to be to inherit the earth. Oh my God, I want to inherit it. It's my father's, so I need to inherit it. So make sure anytime you're praying, you have that intention. This is my father. And she told me that sometimes every time ukiomba sana, you keep on praying the same thing. So this is the picture. I want you to picture it the way I pictured it. So God is on the throne, and then there's Angel Gabriel, you know, he's the messenger, and then there is others, I don't know who else is there. So my mom used to tell me that every time you pray, you make sure you're persistent with it. It afika mahali anachoka, and then he's like, Gabriel, akitebu sort makena because hey, umsichana amenisumbua na hii nyumba, you just mpate anataka nini. And then Gabriel is the messenger, and then he's like, makena is asking for a house, a car, a job, a what. I'm not saying these are things I'm asking for. Okay, they are kind of things I'm asking for. But so Gabriel reports to him and then be apana, you know what, give her all of it. So that, and then heaven, every angel is on the run. You know, I have to give Makena this. After 1 month, you're promoted. After 1 month, they will do this. You're buying your new car. It's because every time you keep on praying to it, paka mefika mahali, your father is like, you know what? Ah, shika. You know, that's how you should pray. So every time you're praying, and all the three that I've talked about, they just summarize, they've just summarized my 6 months. One, friendship is very important. The people who you roll with are going to determine what your future is going to look like. Two, prayer is very important. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Forget a lot of things, but don't forget that personal relationship that you have with your father. He's your God, he's your master, he's your creator. But the best part of it all is that he allowed us. He told us, you know what, when you pray to me when you say the words, our father, because I am your father. So every time you talk, you're going to walk, it's going to give you a lot of confidence. Sometimes I do something, and I mean it. And I ask myself, do you know who my father is? You know, these people don't know. I know it's a lot of kiburi, but that's what God gives you. So prayer is very, very important. And the last thing apart on my growth journey is this. Along the way, I remember I've always wanted to fight for people's rights. Mimi ni ule mtu, ikifika mahali nitakwambia no. You know, no. Apana umemkosea. So I'll tell you that. And I've been praying that for a very long time until it came true. So I'm part of a team of eight that we're going to talk about things to do with abolition of the death penalty. And it's going to be interesting. So I'm just introducing you to what my season two is going to look like. It's going to look like a lot of law. It's going to look about a lot of insight that us young people, we ignore. And so the eight people, they are very incredible human beings. Oh my God. There's power in growth because these are people who are changing the world secretly. These are people who are changing the world. These are people who are advocating. These are people who are advocating human rights. So these are people who are in the front line, you know, to make sure that the oppressed are heard. So I'll be introducing them to my podcast. At least I'll try stealing them because I had to use the word steal because these people are very busy. So I steal them. And then we're going to talk about laws. And probably, if all goes well, we're going to represent our country in a higher forum. So we're going to talk about the death penalty. It's a conversation that we really need to know because I felt that as young people, we're doing things in an accordance, because I don't know if that's even right, in accordance, because we don't know the law, you know, we don't know the Sharia, we don't know what the constitution says. Because if I wish there was somebody random and then I ask them, what does Article 19 of the Kenyan constitution, what does it say? You know, you don't know. So those are the things that we really want to change. We want to be good stewards. We want us young people to know that when these politicians, when they come to us with this, we give them this because we understand the laws of the land. So basically, that's the exciting thing I'm going to be doing next year. And I pray that may it be very participatory, especially to people from my podcast, because this is the most intimate time I have for myself. And when I mean intimate, is because it's crazy to just sit down by yourself and just decide to just say everything that is in your head, because this thing is not scripted. Now it's just me and my thoughts, and my thoughts are a lot, and I'm also a lot, so we are competing to be able to give out content. So podcasting is not as easy, because I don't know, this is where I realize myself, this is my safe haven. So I'd really want us to be part of that abolition movement. And yes, let's change the constitution. Let's fight for people who can't be able to fight for themselves. And I would have been able to give you facts, but wacha niachie hapo because sitaki kuwa confused. It's December. And yeah, so officially Naked Lies is back, and you're back with a bang. And it's going to be a very interesting time, I promise, because I'm wiser, I'm older, I'm finer, I'm hippier. You should see me. And it's going to be a very interesting time with you guys. And I don't know if you know, but there's a place when you listen to this podcast, you can actually send me a voice note. And I've received several, so I think I should just tell everyone. So there's a place where you can just record and tell me what you think about this episode. But remember, growth is inevitable. And when you're growing, a lot of things are going to happen to you. And it's okay. And it is okay. It's okay to feel that you want to put yourself in blankets the whole month. It's okay to feel like that. But is it worth it? You know, it's okay to feel as if you're the lesser person. It's okay to feel like a loser, but is it the right thing? You know, it's okay to do a lot of things. You know, it's okay to break the rules. You know, it's okay to not want to learn new things, but what are the consequences? So anything that you do, remember that growth is inevitable and you need to grow. And if you had the same friend, I was telling a friend of mine that if you have the same friends for over, you're like 30. Okay, kuna wale, they're those solid ones. But if you still hang out with the same people you've been hanging out for over 10 years, it's either you guys, that's how your future is going to be, or you need to change, you need to evolve. And evolving doesn't mean to be rude or doesn't mean to step on your friends. No, it just means you have to give yourself space. Maybe my next episode, maybe before the year ends, I'll talk about something that it really got me. That you are an amazing person. You are the coolest person. You are your own fashionista. And yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do about the next episode. And hopefully, I'm praying that the next episode will be visual. I'm telling you, to evolve. You know, the next episode is going to be visual. I'm really crossing fingers, vitu zingiane, so that at least you can be able to see my facial expressions, as most of you have requested. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. All in all, guys, thank you for clicking on the link to this podcast by Nina McKenna. And yeah, I highly appreciate it. I'm just looking at the sunset and I'm like, wow, my father made that. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time. But remember, anything that you do, any work that you make, any person that offends you, put it in your heart and tell them, you don't know that my father is the king of the land. Ciao.